on small lakes and stuff.
Flat bottom boat.
That's
not a canoe.
Yeah, as opposed to canoe, sure. And if a company had something like a new product and they wanted you to try it out, they might give you a free
sample.
And if you saw a little girl who had a dress on that you thought was good, but coming to her, you might say, oh, that's really a
cute dress.
And if you thought, if you liked the way the little girl looked, you'd say, you might tell her mother, well, I think your little girl's really
cute or pretty.
Yeah. And what would you call those things that people wear over their dress?
Apron.
And to write your name in ink, you use
ink pen.
And to hold a baby diaper in place, you use a
pen, safety pen.
And this next part's about clothing. What do you call what people put on, like in the wintertime they go outside, they put on a
coat.
And I'm not talking about men's clothing now. Matching coats and coat and pants would be a
suit.
And like, of course you don't see these much anymore, but they used to have like a three-piece suit, and it would have a coat and pants and a
vest.
And what about just pants like men might wear just for work, and we call those
jeans.
And if a person had like tight pants on and stuffed a whole lot of things in the pockets, it'd make the pockets
bulge.
And if you had something that was not a shirt, for example, that wasn't sanitized, and you washed it in hot water so it
shrunk.
And if talking about a girl who likes to stand in front of the mirror and fix up on it. And somebody who likes to just sort of wear fancy clothes, you said they like to they really like to go around in really sort of elegant fancy type clothes. You say they really like to
dress up.
What do you call them?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that for me?
Mm-hmm. Myrtle.
And